He came from a war-torn country and only picked up a football a few years ago, but Sudanese-born teenager Majak Dor from Melbourne's Outer West has been signed to play in the AFL. Dor has been picked up by North Melbourne in the AFL rookie draft, and he's already made history as the first Sudanese player to be signed to an AFL club. He's hoping his success will encourage other African migrants into the game. Simon Lauder reports.
When Majak Dor first started playing Aussie rules, it was with his local D side.
On my first game, I think I gave away about 5 free kicks or something like that.
The 18-year-old stands at 194 centimetres, but it was his speed and jumping ability that recently got him noticed by the AFL's talent manager, Kevin Sheehan.
Well, I think we take away the Majak Dor and we'll call him Magic Dor because he can do some special things. And I did see him play this year where he took the mark of the day, kicked the goal of the day, and it was a game at Werribee. His community at Windervale around the corner were there to watch him. I think he's got the potential to do that at the AFL level down the track.
Majak Dor and his family fled civil war in Sudan when he was just 9. After 3 years in Egypt, they arrived in Australia in 2003. It was a proud moment for 16-year-old Teresa Dor yesterday when the Kangaroos used the 9th pick on the AFL rookie draw on her big brother.
It makes me proud to be actually African.
She says her brother's success will be good for Australia's African community.
It will, like, encourage them to want to become more like him, to give them more confidence that they can actually do it, because he did.
His debut could still be years away, but Majak Dor is mindful of what he's already achieved.
First Sudanese and African-born to make AFL. I'm just hoping I try hard to be the first African to actually play AFL.
How does it make you feel? Is it significant to you?
It's a big achievement. When I first started, a lot of my Sudanese friends, the boys, they weren't a fan of me playing footy. They tend to hang around the Sudanese people, just one area. I kept on telling them, you need to get out and explore and know these people because you're going to be living here all your life. You're not going to be with the Sudanese people the whole time.
And he's hoping his success in the AFL will break down some barriers for others.
When I first started back in under 16s, some of the boys were saying racist comments, but I just got on with my footy. Racism, I suppose, comes from jealousy. They know that you're doing better, and it's their way of trying to make you not succeed. As you know, the Sudanese people haven't had it easy since they came to Australia. Coming to a new country is not easy, and not knowing the laws that govern the country. Me making it into AFL will make them, will give them more opportunities and give them confidence to sort of go out there and do their own things to better themselves.
So you're the first. Obviously, you'd be hoping you won't be the last.
Yeah, there's some Sudanese kids down at Windervale at my local club who have taken up footy, and some of them look pretty promising. And with the right guidance, they could become good players and have more Sudanese in AFL.
North Melbourne AFL rookie Majak Dor speaking there with Simon Lauder in Melbourne.